pasuk says, "Ulev kol chacham lev," in the heart of every wise man, "Nasati chachma, I put chachma." So the kash is obvious that in the heart of wise men, I put chachma. How is he wise before I put the wisdom in there? In a wise man's heart, I put wisdom. In a man's heart, I put wisdom. How is he a wise man before I put the wisdom in? That's the kasha. It's a pasuk in Daniel also. Daniel is written in Aramaic, in Targum in Aramaic. And in Sefer Daniel, it says, Yoav chachmas al chachimim. I give wisdom to wise men. That's a strange thing to do. First of all, he's wise men, he might not need wisdom. And besides that, how did he get wise before he was given wisdom? So what is pshat in this pasuk in the Torah? And what is pshat in this pasuk in Daniel? The same nekuda. Hashem gives wisdom to wise people. So I want to read in Evshachayim something that was mentioned during this week. We had a chash of Reb Leichter spoke in yeshiva, really mentioned this nekuda. I want to speak about this nekuda a little bit. It says in the fifth parak of Shar Dal of Nefesh HaChayim, "Lefi erech goydel oitzer ayira," according to the amount of the storage house of Yira, parakei, Shar Dal parakei, according to the erech, according to the value, the amount of the greatness of the storage house of Yira, Asher heichim la'yadam, that a person prepares for himself, kein al zeh ha'erech, according to that amount, yuchal likanes ulishtamer, it can enter and be guarded, l'skayim b'soichei tfuas ha'tayr. Tayr is grain. Grain needs to be stored in the storage house. Gemara in Shabbos that makes it sushto. Yiris hi ha'itzara is the oitzer of tayr, is the storage house of tayr. According to the Yiris Shemayim, that's how much the tefuah satoira, tefuah is just tefuah, can be guarded. Kefiah sheyachs beitzara, depending how much his oitzer, his storage house, can contain, that's how much tefuah can be contained in there. Ki ava mechalik tefuah lebanav. If you have a father who's giving out grain to his child, who mechalik v'noisim kolecha midas tefuah, he gives out, he divvies it up to each one of his sons, the tefuah. If he has five children, one child has a very small oitzer, it's a very small storage house. Another child has a bigger storage house, another child has a bigger storage house. The one who has the biggest, and the father has an unlimited amount of grain, to the one who has the bigger storage house, he gives the most. Limited or unlimited. He divides it up so the one who has the smaller storage says, that's not fair. So the father says, why should I give it to you? You won't be saved anyway. In your little storage, you're not eating all this grain. It's too much grain to eat right now. And you can't store it up, it's just going to all get lost. So according to the storage house, if he finds a son who has a nice storage house that fits in, so that's the son you give it to. You have one who's a little bigger of a storage house, so he gets more. Hashem pashat. Hashem gives out the Tuah, gives out the Torah according to the storage house. I heard a similar mashal from Rabbi Sharon Stearns, Kohen Tzadik Levracha. One Shabbos when he spoke, he said, you won't relate to this, if you didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, you won't fully relate to this, but I'll try to describe it, those that have visited Eretz Yisrael can relate to it. If you live there, you relate to this more. That in America, a supermarket's always neat and orderly. In Eretz Yisrael, there are two types of supermarket. I lived in a town. I don't want to say too many deals. Anybody would live there. I don't want to. But there's two types of supermarkets, Makolot. There's one that's very neat and orderly. Look pretty much like an American supermarket. Not the same. They're not the same luxurious items. But they look pretty much like an American supermarket. Then you could have a Makolot, where I lived, there was one like this, where things are flying. I can't picture it. It was a little room. It's a tiny room with a tremendous amount of stuff. I don't know if it had less stuff than the other Makolot. But it's a small room, and it's just very hard to, very, very difficult to find what you want. Things are all over the place, and never the same 2 days. Sometimes, if the sugar was here one day, at least the next time you come, you know not to check there, because the sugar won't be in the same place. It's going to be something, it's just happening. And a delivery comes, you have bread blocking the whole entrance. There's the piles of boxes of bread there, so you have to move away all the bread just to walk into the store. And there might be boxes of milk, he hasn't had a time to put out the milks. It's just happening. No, they're not, they're really packages of milks. but it's just a bahala there, an absolute bahala. Then it's a tiny store, people really can't get around much, and things are flying. You never know where anything, it's just a wreck. So that's two types of makolot. So Moshe Aaron Stern said, which makolot does a person want to use? He said he wants to go to the neater makolot. Well, it's organized, you know, the milk will always be there. He gave that mashal, I think it was an exact mashal. He was tining that if a person is organized, the person himself, Hashem wants to give out Torah. He says that the person is organized. He was recommending, in the light and Bachram, to have a list of all the Masechtas and Shas, and to write, even if you didn't learn yet, to have a catalog, to write what you learned already. I learned this already, I learned half of it already, I didn't learn this yet, I chazed this twice, to have a list, a catalog, in a neat, orderly fashion. He said, if Hashem's giving out Torah, He gives it out to the one who's the same way he Tsushna, we'd rather shop at an organized store. Hashem was giving out his Torah, he said, gives it out to a place where he knows it's organized and neat, and the person will taka be misudr, and will taka make sure to learn all. But if the person is here and there, ho b'sham, he said, Hashem doesn't give out so much Torah there. That's what he was telling. But a similar mashal is the Nefesh HaChayim says that if somebody has a big oitzer to the father, the child has a big oitzer, the father gives a lot of tefuah to, and the child has a very small oitzer, the father gives him a small amount of tefuah. There is no purpose for more tefuah. So too over here. He said, Omnam, however, even if the father wants to give this child a small oitzer, the father might like him the best. He might be the father's favorite child. The father wants to give more. His hands open to give him a lot. He really wants to give him a lot. Amnon Kavan, however, since Shaben in a Yochla Kabal Yoser, this child is not misugul to accept more. His storage house just won't hold it. Machma Sheino Tsare Golo Kolkach, he doesn't speak Oitzer, Sheyuchla Hachli Yoser, that he can hold more. Gama Avi Esher Litin Loy Ata Yoser, the father himself can give him more. Vim Loyhechma Yaben Af Oitzer Katan. And if the child doesn't even have a small oitzer, gamma leitin like cloud, the father who's desperate to give his son, he wants to give his son tefuah, will not give him anything. He won't give him a mashu. Maybe he'll just keep him alive. He'll drop a tefuah into his mouth. What's the person giving him tefuah? It's all going to be hayoch libud. Kevan she'ein lo yimakam mishumash it's sky metzlay. He has no guarded place that this tefuah will last. Kenu yisparach shmai. So too is Hashem. Yodai psucha kaviyachol, Hashem's hand kaviyachol is open. Lashbiya tamid l'kolish ma'am segulasai. To be mashbiya, he's always ready to give a shefa, to give a tremendous amount of bracha to every person ma'am segulasai from his special nation, from his chosen nation. Roiv chachmo bini yaseir, tremendous wisdom and bina. V'shetskayim etzlam, and he wants them to remember Torah, to be mekuyim by them. V'yakshirei maluach libam, and to tie it to their hearts. To be kosher, to tie it onto their hearts. Lishtasheya itam, to toy with them, to play with them, to have a good time together. It's a hard word, shashua, as Rav Light was trying to find an English translation. Sometimes it's like a toy. It's not an exact translation. Luis Araska shashua, my toy, my joy. Some have an exact word. Shashua, delight maybe. Okay. It's not an exact touch. Toy may be the closest thing to it, something like a to enjoy some, that maybe, oh, something came there. So, lishtasheya itam, to toy with them, to play with, to have a good time with them. I don't know, it's hard to define the word. When they come to Yom Hava, the Talmud and Yadin will have Torah. Hashem wants to. Amnam, hadavar taloi, the thing is dependent, lefi oitzra yira, shetikadim al adam. It depends on the year that the person has. Shem heichel haya adam oitzer gadol shiyiras Hashem Torah. If the person prepares an oitzer gadol, great storage as yiras Hashem, kein Hashem yitel lechachmo tfuna b'roiv shefa. Hashem gives him wisdom and knowledge, tremendous abundance. Kivi shetafs chetzare, according to what his oitzer gadol, akol fi gadol chetzare. Vimloy heichelad mach oitzer gadol, the person didn't prepare any oitzer. Shein ba yirasa yisparach klal, chas v'shom. Gamu yisparach lo yashpia lo yishum chachma klal, he won't give many chachma. Achashat sky metzlay, what's the purpose? It won't last by him. Ki toirasa in the meses chas v'shom. His Torah is disgusting. K'may sh'om rach, rabban l'chzvan v'rachas. Chazal say that his Torah is disgusting. That's what he says, p'shah in the pasuk of reishis chachma yiras Hashem. That the star to all wisdom is yiras Shemayim. And then he brings a Zayar who says, like this. You'll ask a kasha, boy, son. What's a kasha? Chazal have an expression, Chamor Noisei Svarim. You have a donkey carrying Svarim. Somebody has no Yerushalayim, and you pile up Torah on him. So what is the Pirush? There's not a brilliant guy who has a lot of Torah and has no Yerushalayim. Chaim Elojim just was mazbitas that a person has no Yerushalayim. He has no Yerushalayim, so he can't get Torah. He has no shaykhs for Torah. He doesn't have an oitzer. He doesn't have the storage. He doesn't have the capability. Torah won't do anything for him. He has no Yerushalayim. He didn't prepare an oitzer for it. I get people who have Torah. They have no Yerushalayim. There's no such person as brilliant. Acher. Rebbe Meir's Rebbe Acher. Acher was off the derech, was over the Zorah, whatever Averis Acher was over. He knew a lot of Torah, so you could say maybe that was from his days when he had Yerushalayim. You don't forget it, perhaps. What's the pshat? The Chazal have an expression, Chamor Noisei Svarim. The Chamor carrying Svarim, somebody who knows a lot of just remains a Chamor. There is such an expression. So you see, he has Torah. I'm sorry? You don't see that. You could have said Acher, it's true, but in Chazal, Chamor Noisei Svarim, but Acher is maybe not Shekash, maybe originally of Yerushalayim. Maybe, perhaps. But there's no such thing. So am I supposed to take this? What am I supposed to take? That the guy doesn't have Yerushalayim, he won't get any Torah. He won't understand any Torah. Literal. So I want to tell you a Rabbi Yerucham. I don't necessarily want to be mad with Rabbi Yerucham. I don't fully understand it. We'll talk about it. Okay, if somebody hears a chat. Rabbi Yerucham says, the Gemara says that the Einish of a Badai, the Einish of a liar, so Gemara, the Einish of a Badai is even when he tells the truth, nobody believes him. That's the Einish of a Badai of a liar. The Einish of a liar is that even when he tells the truth, nobody believes him. That's the Einish of a Badai. Zakhtar Yerucham. Hashem Shat, you learn, is that his truths are the truths. His truth is truth. But listen, he's a liar usually. It's like the boy who cried wolf. The boy who cried wolf, wolf, nobody, it's not really true. People come running to save his sheep. He's watching his sheep. He cries wolf. People come running. And they see it's baloney. Then he calls wolf again. People come running. Baloney. Then there's really a wolf coming to the sheep and he says, wolf, wolf, nobody believes him. So even his truth, that's Pashup Shadi you learn. Even his truth, nobody believes. Since he's normally a liar, he's lied in the past. See when he means the truth. His Einish, what a severe punishment. Rabbi Yerucham said it's not the pshat. Rabbi Yerucham says that the Einish of a liar is even his truths aren't truths. So Rabbi Yerucham says, the Einish of a liar is even his truths aren't truths. Rabbi Yerucham says is not the pshat. The Einish is not the pshat that even when he says the truth, it's the truth, but nobody understands as the truth. Rabbi Yerucham says a deep thing. We have to know what he means. Rabbi Yerucham says that the Einish of a liar is even when he says the same thing as the truth he doesn't say. Even when once in a while it may appear to be something like, oh, this looks truthful, it's not the truth anyway. The Einish of a bad guy is even when he tries to say the truth, it's not a full truth. That's what it means nobody believes, because even his truth, he might be saying something that seems very apparently similar to truth. But the Einish of a liar is even his truths aren't truths. I'll be mazmir in 1 second. And Rabbi Yerucham says, so too it's with Torah. Rabbi Yerucham himself says this. It says that Mem Ches Kinyanim for Torah. See, Rabbi Yerucham says, you see people who don't have the Mem Ches Kinyanim, they still say Torah. My high. The same question we're asking. You see people don't have Yerushalayim. We read Reb Chaim Elojim, who says there's no Yerushalayim, there's no Torah. You see somebody has no Yerushalayim, and he understands. I read him the Mishnah. I'll read him a Mishnah. Besula nisis liyoyim harivi. He might be a brilliant guy. He might have a good chap on the Mishnah. And he zikr understands the word. Hey, besula, pull a guy. Let's pull in a guy up the street. Let's assume he doesn't have Yerushalayim. Let's tell him. Hey, girl should get married Wednesday. Girl should get married Wednesday. Hey, got Torah. No Yerushalayim. He should understand. Zakta Yerucham. The person could say the same thing as a kivega, but it's not Torah. He says the same way the Einish of Yerucham makes it's not my tzushkal. Yerucham says the same way the Einish of a badai, the same way the Einish of a liar, the same way the Einish of a liar is even his truths are not truths. They look, they appear as the same thing as the truth. They're not truths. Nobody believes him because of pshat is emes is not emes. Zaktiv Yerucham, it's the same thing with one. He's saying the same thing as the Torah says, but he's not saying Torah. These are the words. that this person, he says he may say the same thing as a Kivaker. He said the same thing, but it's not Torah's words. These are the words of Rabbi Yochanan. I would like to ask the Olam, Pshat. If anybody here has a Pshat, seems very mystical words. I mean, he said the same thing as Torah. Isn't that Torah? What do those words mean? He says, he said the same thing as Torah, but his words aren't Torah. It is Torah. He said Torah. What is it? I want to know if anybody has a Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. We'll ask around. I'll tell you this way. Nobody
got to have the tape. More right to be taped than I am, certainly. I just know people are I'm also shy. I got used to it. Shy can be made. I didn't let him tape it for a long time. So I was not used to it. He deserves to be taped more than me. But I want to offer a shot like this. I want to offer them a shot. Now then I'll tell you why am I getting involved in all this. What am I trying to do here? That we'll get to in a second. Let me offer a shot like this. We've all been to many speeches in our life. We've been to many, many speeches in our life. We've been to a lot of, maybe too many speeches, things I know. We've been to a lot of speeches in our life. I noticed something as follows. The two speakers say the same thing. Say the exact, and I want them to hear this well. There are two speakers who can say the same word. There's a certain word that we've heard dozens of times in our lives. They can say the exact same word, with the exact same jokes, with the exact same, everything the same. And one speaker I'll hear, and I'll say, oh. I'll hear Avigdor Miller say a dover pashut, say, oh. And I hear another person saying, b'diyuk. See, b'diyuk, he said the same thing. The same word, the same word, the same joke, not more funny, less funny. Garnish. What's the difference? There's a chazal of a statement, Dvarim hayotzim nalev nechnas nalev. There's MS, that's truth. But there's truth when it comes from within. Mamish, what Judah said, Yehuda HaKayin, what Aaron said, there's truth that's one with the person. Piv v'libay shavim. His heart and his lips are the same. The truth is internally felt. It's a truth when a person's of ish emes, his truths that come out of his mouth are coming from internally felt. He lives with his truths. He lives with his truths. His truths are not just from the mouth and outside. The person who's a liar, generally, he always says lies. It's even when he says the truth, it's not truth. I think the pirush is that people don't believe him. Because people sense it's not internal. He could be thinking about the Knicks, speaking about Dvar Hashem. It's not an internal truth. He doesn't feel the truth. He doesn't live with the truth that he's saying. So even in his truths, nobody believes him. Rabbi Yochanan is being masbir, that even his truths are not internal truths. He's not one with his truths. He could be talking one thing, he's thinking about suffering, thinking about other zachen. He's thinking about how good it would be tonight. He's thinking about all the things that even his truths are not truths, are not internal truths. They're not real to him, his truths. He doesn't view them as, he doesn't live with his truths. It's not real to him. So he's saying the same thing as the truth. He's saying the same thing as somebody else. But to him, they're not real truths. To him it's not negay. He says lies. Sometimes he also says the truth that comes out of the pig. In his lave, he doesn't live with the truth. In the lave, it didn't come from the lave. The truth is not one with him. He has not taken a truth that is real to him and brought it out into the world with Dibur. He's not done that. His truths are just, even when he happens to say the truth, it's not real with him. Not internal. I think that's what it means. I think that's why he doesn't get belief. He doesn't get belief because he's not saying it as a truth. He's saying it the same way he says lies. The same way his lies are not part of his lave. He knows it's not the truth. Even his truths are not part of his lave. It's not like this is who he feels and he lives with and he's... And it's not that way. Even his truths, he sometimes grabs it. He speaks a lot, this man. So he lies a lot. And once in a while also in his lies, boom, he hits on the truth. He says a truthful word. He says, it's not the truth. But it doesn't penetrate anybody because it doesn't come from, it's not an internal truth. It's to him the same thing as his lies. And I think, one second, I think that's the same pshat as somebody who's mechaven the same thing to a kiveger, but he doesn't have the memchas kinyanim. Even his Torah is not internal, the same mamash b'diyuk. Even his Torah, if the person doesn't have Yerushalayim, doesn't have an Oitzer, what it means is not handed Torah, means it's not internal. It's from the piven outwards. There's nothing belayed, it's not internal, it's not one with him. He's exactly as Chazal described, Chamor Noises Svarim. He's a donkey, carries Svarim. He has a lot of Torah, but it's not internal. I'll be honest, if I say, it's the Dvarim are deeper maybe than I understand. I'm not clear. I'll be honest. I'm not clear. It's talk a little, maybe it's not going into the oil, it's not real but me. I'm not clear on it. I'm pushing not clear by it. I'm not exact clear. I do know there's something called pivoli by shoving. There's something, a person being pivoli by shoving, what comes out of his mouth and his heart are equal. And I know the mitzvah that I can hear the same verb of two people and one you have it's emes. When it comes out, emes. I heard about it a million times. I never heard it as emes. When it came out of this person's mouth, it's emes because it's internally emes by the person. And it comes into me as an emes. And the person was just from the pivot out when he says shkorim also. So even his emes is very, and the Torah is the same way. Even his Torah is not, he said the same thing as a kiveger. Not, he didn't say a kiveger. The kiveger with Torah alev, it's one with him, it's real by him, it's true by him. He lives with what he says. That's I think the word is over here. And that's, I think, Pashup Shad, the person could say, the Sulmi is going to be. It's not Torah, it's not internalized by him, as the life has said himself. Somebody could say, could speak, give a sheer Chloe on Gezel, and Allah Reda can give a Gansa Pilpul Shir on Gezel. Of the person's Nukhshal and Gezel, it's Mpivin Gachutz. It's from the mouth and outward. The person's not a Yerushalayim. And what it means, he doesn't get Torah is taka, the Torah that we want, the Torah that goes inside, that goes into our kishkas, that pushes, penetrates our bodies, that affects our hands, our head, our feet, that penetrates the whole person. What it takes to get such a Torah, an internal Torah, a Torah that's real by us, that's Yerushalayim. That's Yerushalayim. That's the clue. The clue that has to be prepared to have an honest word of Torah, an erlich word of Torah, has to be Yerushalayim. And without Yerushalayim, the person doesn't have the kli. He Pasha doesn't have the kli to get a real Torah that Taka penetrates, the Torah that he spoke about, that affects the person, that as he spoke about, that goes to the insides of the person and subtly brings out the person, subtly makes the person a more lofty person. That Torah can only be had with Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Yes, Yitzhak.
Because it hurts him to feel the truth. He realizes the truth is right, and therefore he can't lie anymore. So maybe for him, that truth that he's acknowledging becomes like he doesn't want to acknowledge that it's the truth. So maybe for him, he's going to look at that as a lie as well. Because if he looks at it as the truth, then it's going to hurt him.
I hear what you're saying. It's a nice chat. Ashkarach Yitzi Kol. It's from the person who's saying this chat. Longing. Ashkarach Yitzi. Ulai, that's the chat. What do I want from all this? I think it's crucial. I think it's very, very crucial as B'nai Torah to understand we're all sitting in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, and learning Hashem's Torah and plugging away in Hashem's Torah. And by the way, this is pshat in the pasuk. Just avada, this is now pshat that Reb Chaim Volozhin says. Uvelevel reading from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Volozhin says pshat. Uvelevel kol chacham leib nasati chokma. The reason what it's doing, a wise person gets wisdom. The wise person we're talking about is the Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim gets wisdom, and that's what means to be a wise hearted. To the wise heart, I give wisdom. The wise heart means the Yerushalayim. It means a Yerushalayim. To a Yerushalayim gets wisdom. That's really what it means. Why is called a wise man if it's Yerushalayim? Because Yerushalayim is the Aschala, is the beginning of all wisdom. So Yerushalayim is called wisdom. So to the wise man gets wisdom, means to the Yerushalayim gets wisdom. Why is Yerushalayim called wisdom? Because it's a tnai, it's a condition for wisdom. So it's called wisdom. It's the gate, it's the entrance way to wisdom. One who doesn't have Yerushalayim can't have true internal wisdom. It can't be real by him. It can't affect him. It can't make a change in him. And in order to have that change, you have to be Yerushalayim. So that's what he says. So I want it like this. We all want to sit and learn. We all want to daven to Hashem. We want to sit in yeshiva. We want to learn Torah. We want to daven to Hashem. I think it's crucial to speak out. let's say a person has TB in the house. Unfortunately, there is truth in it. Person has TB in his house, Rahmanul Islam. And he hasn't signed to watch. Or he's walking the street, isn't assigned to look at something. Whatever it may be, I think it's crucial to understand that it affects his learning. I think it's very crucial, to say it out loud, we all know it, I think certain positive things to speak out. This nekuda that a person, I learn. The difference in success and not success is Yir Shemayim, is Zachana. How good a kli is he? If he makes holes in his keli, he's not a good kli to get Torah. If the Torah is not becoming, if the person's a person who's midas ben am chaveri aren't proper, this all chaser in the kli. This all the person's not a yashu, he's a cheat. He's a crooked guy, he's a sneak. He sneaks things. He looks at things he shouldn't look at. All these things puncture holes in the kli, and his Torah won't go to pasha. I'm not saying chedushim. Hopefully, it's in my legs, so it will be real by you. Hopefully, a little bit. That these things, we have to remember, you lose a block Gemara, you lose 10 blocks. A guy thinks he has a paper in his dorm, and he gives one look at the paper. He gives a look. He wants to see Epis, he wants to see something. He's curious. He has a design, he has a tiger. He gives a look, you have to know Klor, Rachel B'taktan, you have to speak it out ahead of you. You're losing 10 blocks of Gemara. You're throwing away three first seders. You have to know what that. I give him the erech. I don't know the erech. That the kli, kefi the kli, the shleimus of the kli, kefi how good the kli is. That's how much Torah can go in. That's how much can penetrate him. That's how much can be real by him. That's how much can be meaningful to him. That's how much. Maybe he'll have the words, the sulnisis, but it won't be a schmack for him. It won't leave an impact on him. It won't. Whatever you say, pshat. But the Torah won't be his Torah. It won't. Some, whatever you say, Pshat, if you don't like Pshat, we said, but I feel we have to chaz this over and over. A person has to have lahed, he has to have the decision in front of him. The decision is not should I look or not. It should I take 10 sederim and throw them in the garbage. That's the decision. He has to know that. Should I take 10 first sederim that I learned from Ranya Gemurah, that I sat with my chavrusa, and I plugged and I worked and I worked, should I throw them out or not? He has to know what the Messiah is. Doshteta. We could sugarcoat, we could say it in different ways. Maybe it's harsh, I don't know. Kifi the kli, that's how much a Torah can go into him. So besides the Arvanya, which is true, he might have heard with a lot of first Shadarm, he has to know what's in front of him. Whenever it comes to an Avera, first he has to make a cheshvin. Hefsid mitzvah, he has to cheshvin it out. What will I lose from Avera? What will I gain from Avera? So basically, we just have to think. When Avera is in front of him, when he has the Nisayan, he has to know. He has to know. He's passing, he's walking the street, he has an assignment to look somewhere. He has an assignment, we should quickly look away. Whatever it is, I don't want to speak too ahead yet. Maybe I spoke too ahead yet. But he wants to look away. You have to know the decision is 10 first dharma now. Should I take 10 dharma that I learned in the past, that I will learn in the future, and throw them in the garbage? Should I do that? Or no, do I save my 10 dharma? The decision is not a moment's decision, it's not just Nagir's Olam Haba, and it's Nagir Olam Haba again on this moment. But the decision's also on his Torah. And we have to know this apostle. It says, Mikol Mishma Nitzar Libecha, from all gardens, guard your mind, Ki Menu Taitzaas Chayim. Because from it, the Rav Chaim Balazim brings this pasuk elsewhere in this same shara, speaking about Torah. Because from it comes life. Because I want to fill myself with Torah. So guard your brain. Guard it. Because if you make holes, if you see something you shouldn't see, and Rachmanos, one person says, oh, but I already saw so much, not Mashbi, I mean, no, you can patch up those. We're sitting in yeshiva, the past, Basharusham, the past is past. I'm patching up the holes yet. I'm building a beautiful kli. I want to build a beautiful, 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 not a little klein schnapps glezel. I don't want a little schnapps glezel. I don't want a schnapps cup. I don't want a big kli with holes. I don't want this big, I have a great mug, my midas are nice, I'm straight, but there's holes. I drill, you know what you're doing when a person watches a TV show? He's drilling a hole in that mug. He's taking that beautiful cup that he may have built. He's an Ehrlich, he's a Ventura, he's out. He's a beautiful cup. And the person has to know this. He's drilling a hole. Is it hopeless? It's Chas V'Shem. Not hopeless. You can patch it up. You patch it up. But you have to know what you're doing. I'm not coming to make anybody have halishas on the past. We have to know what's happening. that the person, you have to know he's taking the drill. He's taking pashut a big, you see they do on the cement outside. He's drilling a hole in his cup. Not his cup, just his head. In his cup, in this keli, in this vessel, that he's trying to build so Hashem can fill it with Torah. And this person gives one look at the daily znus. He gives one look at one of these stupid papers. Gives one look at these papers. He gives a look. He just drills on. He drills on. He reads the wrong article. He reads. He looks at a picture he shouldn't look at. He's drilling a hole. His tire can't. It can't stay as much. Our avoid is to make a beautiful cup. And then Taka, fill it with Torah, save it. A person who Taka has a good cup, a good vessel, a festive vessel, he pushed God. I like drink, my wife was when we first married, I got less than good. When I first married, I liked a big cup. I like a little cup, so you got myself a big glass. Thirsty guy. Got a big cup, good big cup, so you can get a good drink then if you play ball before that. The little cups and every book knows that. Get a big glass. So, if the third one broke this time. The kids had one minute next. So, we each have to build for ourselves, Rabbi Sai, by being straight people, by being erlich people, by being emes to oyv Hashem. Erlich. To me, I look at the cup. You take a cup, a guy's a crooked guy. Sneak, this, that, he's always handling. I picture his cup with such deep holes in it. He comes to Hashem, he has like a cup with no bottom. Hashem, please, you go to the bartender, you have a cup with no bottom. Say, fill her up, I'll take a Shirley Temple. That's the only one I know. I'll take a Shirley Temple. Shmuley, what's a good one? What's a good one? Nobody wants to. Good, okay. Kitty Adverm, he takes the cup without a bottom. He takes this cup. And the hole in it, push it has no bottom. He says, fill her up, give me a good drink. He says, you're crazy, I'm not putting anything in there. Put it in, puts it in, right through to the bottom. That's when a person's not a yasha, when a person's not erlich, a person's crooked, a person has no midas to his friends, he's not makbid on his friends, covered. A person who's not makbid on your shemayim in general, looks at things he shouldn't be looking at, does things he shouldn't be doing, it's not a Yer Shemayim. There's no Yer Shemayim. That person is a cup that's no bottom. But we have to mechazik abayis to have good kelim, to come to Hashem with festive kelim. Then we say, fill me up with Torah. At the chaylin adam das umilami lenashbina chaneinu meyitcha deyabino askel. Fill me up. Fill me up. Chaneinu meyitcha. This is the I once heard from Mashgiach. That's the yeshiva brachas. Bracha. This brach at the chaylin yeshiva brachas. Mamish with alakoyches. Chaneinu meyitcha. Give me from yourself. Give me, please. Fill me up. Fill me up. Look at my cup. I came back to Hashem. I might have till now. Listen, I didn't have a tzlacha. I've been in yeshiva for yorim maybe. I didn't have a tzlacha. Hashem, I have a new cup. Till now, I didn't have a tzlacha. My cup that I didn't realize. I would come to you with a cup that had a hole in the bottom, that had no bottom. I'd come to you a cup that was, I would hold it upside down. So you pour the water, you hold it, a crooked guy is upside down. His cup's upside down. He's a crooked guy. He's old. Kunsim. He comes a backwards cup to Hashem, fill her up. I pour the water on. All falls in the water. It all falls on the floor. Hashem, I'm by you with a new cup now. I have a new cup. My cup now, I'm holding it upright. It has a bottom. It has no holes. Chaneinu meyitcha, fill me up. Hashem says, give out. You have an oitzer. I wanted to give you the whole time. My son, I wanted to give you grain. I wanted. You had no oitzer. Ah, you have a cup now. Fill her up. Fill her up to the top. Overflowing. And he ends off in the Nefesh HaChaim in Perek Vav, the next Perek. L'zois emes, he says an interesting eitzah. Interesting eitzah for every bacha to know. He says, Tezuya derech amiti. The following is what a person should do. Hashem zeh bachru yisparach shmai. Perek Vav, Shar Dalet. That Hashem wants in the Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim B'Lashim. Shebechol eis, at every time, it's advice of Chaim B'Lashim. Nice advice. Sheyochin ha'odem atzmai lomid. When a person gets ready to learn, person does every Seder, maybe even just before first Seder, it's a nice thing. Roy Loilis Yashin should think, Koydim Shiasim, before he begins, Al Kolpan Zman Mur, a short time, the year is Hashem Torah. He should think about Yer Shemayim, the Tyrus Halev, the pure heart. He should think about it. He should think about a little Yer Shemayim. Lis Vadei Sechatosai, to be do vidui on his sins, may umka deliba from the depths of his heart, a little tshuva. Before he learns, the Nefesh HaChaim, Dayum doesn't know, Dayum doesn't, Chaim B'Lash, the Talmud of the Gain, and he goes on a tirade against Musa. Now he says people learn Musa all day, and they think that's it. He goes on a tirade in the earlier Perakim. He likes Musa, he helps learn Musa. But people learn Musa all day, and they think that's the Iker, and he goes on a tirade. People think Torah, you're supposed to have different Kavanas when you learn Torah. So when you learn Torah, you just think about the Sugya in front, you know other Kavanas. So Chaim B'Lash is the one who just Torah, and he says, L'shmav Torah is Torah L'shem Torah, a famous memory of Chaim B'Lash, and Torah L'shem Torah. It's not the time to mark. This is for a philosophy class once, this week, yeah. Another, what's Torah L'shma? Machlag Stachsidim and Chaim B'Lash. What does it mean, Torah L'shma? In Kan Makumah. My parents once gave a whole lot on this. Okay. But Kitzvah Dvarim is, this is Chaim B'Lash who says, B'dafka that Torah L'shem Torah. But Reb Chaim B'Lash is the most makel, says to do this. So we live, the yeshivas are based, Reb Chaim B'Lash is called the Avi Yeshivas. He started the Lashon. He's called the father yeshivas. The yeshiva system is a lot based on Reb Chaim B'Lash. And Reb Chaim B'Lash is the most lean to learn all day, don't be asking other things. He is the one who, this is like the biggest leniency to at least do this. So this is something that every yeshiva baruch should do. He says before a person learns, he should sit down for a short time, he says, man mort. He should be misvada for his sins. You should sit down and just think. I'm sitting down to learn Hashem's Torah. I want to be a kli that I tackle could have a successful Seder. So he does vidui for his chatoim. Oh, good, he's quick. I did. And he has mind that I want to attach myself to Hashem with my Torah. It's not anything at all. This is above me. I don't know. It's not anything deep. I'm learning Torah. I want to have a kesher to Hashem. These are Hashem's words. It says, while a person learns Torah, Nefesh HaChaim himself says it, that Hashem utters the same word you utter. You say Besula, he says Besula. Nises, Nises. You're being misdavik. You're attaching yourself to Hashem. Kutshabrichu v'arayis achadu. Hashem and the Torah are one. You're attaching yourself to Hashem. So have in mind, I'm attaching yourself to Hashem. And he says, that's what he says you should do. And then he says, you should start learning. Short thing, misvada yachatayim. There's some people say a beautiful tefillah. Some of the Gemaras have it at the beginning before they start learning in the morning, which is not on this point, but it helps in this point. That it just reminds the person before he learns that I'm doing something. You have it here. It's a beautiful tefillah. Some people say when they come to the smedish, but it reminds the person. Ki Hashem yitechach mepidas esfuna gali naivavita. I shouldn't say things wrong. These are things in Yonev Yerushalayim. This brings Yerushalayim. It's a healthy thing. He says, I realize Chachma comes from Hashem. Just before he learns, I'm not saying anything too fanatical today. Before a person learns, if he wants to misvada for Satan, if he wants to just think for a second, he could just say to himself, I would like to my learning to have a shaykh to Hashem. Very simple. He could think for himself a short thought. He could just say, I know about my veris, I ask Mechiyuk my veil with my veris. Because he's sitting down to learn Hashem's Torah. And the most important thing, I would say more than that word before he learns, the most important thing is that the night before, he doesn't keep up his roommates. He wants his kli to be whole. He doesn't want it to be he wants it to be a whole kli, not a kli with a hole. He wants to be a whole kli, so the night before he doesn't keep up his roommates. The night before, he's makbid not to listen to Goyish music. He's makbid, you're drilling holes. And we all should be zeich rabbi say, there were other issues I wanted to speak about today, but I feel it will take away from this. No chiddush, but I want us to all walk away to know, to manage, make a strong effort. We all from the chazginus to make sure that our kelim, our shalom, that the kelim, our whole kelim, Avram Chazayir is beautiful, Avram Lemakim is beautiful. Our Yerushalayim, fear of heaven, our awareness of Hashem, that we do everything properly, and thus having a proper kelim. And then we can be said to the greatest bracha. We come to Hashem with the whole keli, and Hashem takes. Hashem yitechach mitiv das eschuna. Hashem gives wisdom in abundance. Ki liyodcha muleya absuch v'esh v'chav. Hashem's ready, and we all should be zeich. And when we come to Hashem with those full kelim, they'll taka bestow upon us. They'll give us bracha adli day. They'll give us teir adli day. The zeich will be overflowing. Us should overflow with teir. And we can be zeich to all brachas from Hashem. Thank you, Shabbos.